Welcome to the Marissa Morrison Show, where you'll discover your inner power to create the life you desire. I'm Marissa, and I began my business as a 19-year-old single mom, broke, and in college. Today, I run a seven-figure business that teaches entrepreneurs how they can have it all without the frustration and overwhelm. Abundance, peace, joy, and overflowing love are available to you. And I'm here to show you the way to a richer, more vibrant life that radiates into your business, bringing you higher profits and profound fulfillment. You see, when you connect with the miracle that is you, you become an unstoppable force that doesn't need to push for success. Consider this an invitation to step into a new world of possibilities, empowering perspectives, and radical breakthroughs. Buckle up and get ready to see the world around you in an entirely new light. This is your life, and you don't need to wait to experience your dreams. It all starts now. Hello, my friend, and welcome back to another episode here on the Marissa Morrison Show. This episode really feels so alive, ecstatic. It feels surreal, honestly, to be sitting here with you. For the last 8 weeks, we have been wrapped up in our beautiful daughter. She is the answer to our prayer, and we have believed for her for years. And so to sit here with you after sharing my journey with you all of these, you know, these months and going through IVF and sharing when I found out I was pregnant and here she is, it really is so, so sweet. And I want to thank you guys for letting me share that part of my life with you. And gosh, I am just so excited for everything that we have in store for you guys for the remainder of this year. I've really taken some time over the last few weeks to really just focus in on my creativity, my intuition, where I'm feeling led, and just putting all the ideas on paper. And part of that is this podcast. And I am just so fired up for what I have coming. We are going to be focusing in on helping you advance your business, but also your life and your relationships. And so I am very passionate about every single time that you come into an episode that you gain real value that you can take back with you into your life. And so what I'd like to do is pull back the curtain. I'm going to be so vulnerable with you in this episode, and I'm just going to be real, okay? I am just going to be so real. And I think that there are some things that I saw within myself that before giving birth, before having this maternity leave, you know, kind of stripping myself away from business, saying, I'm not working at all, you know, I'm going to really allow myself to heal from this surgery and this transition. I saw some things, and I really want to be honest and share it with you guys. And I feel in my bones that you need to hear this. Okay, so I know that what you are tuning in today on is special. It is something that now, who I am today, so thinking about myself 6 months ago, I wish myself today could say, Marissa, look at this, okay? You need to see this. But I'm also thankful that I'm here today and I can be that for you and just, you know, be raw and real with you and hang out with you. We're back. We're back in action. We are going to have some really awesome episodes, like I said, obviously focusing on business, but like today we're tuning in a little more on lifestyle and thinking about how we're living a life and building relationships that are truly rewarding and fulfilling to our souls, all right? Now, before we get started, I realized I have not told you guys our daughter's name. Her name is Nami Atil Morrison. Atil is my grandmother's name on my mom's side. And so that felt really good to include in her name. It just was so perfect once we found the first name. The first name, I looked at a book, it was like 100,000 baby names, and it was hard to select that one, but we started off with 50, and Nami just spoke to our hearts, and I'm so, so thankful that that is her name because I love it so much. She was born, and our lives have really just changed, for sure. It's like one of those things, you know, you can't imagine life without her. If you're a mom, you know exactly what I mean. And I also have found that through this process, you know, you're birthing a human being, but there's also, I think, for the mother, a rebirth of self. And so that's another reason that I'm also really excited, because I am excited to share this journey with you guys. You know, you guys are in a very real way. You guys are like my family. You have been following along for the last year, which, by the way, we just passed up our 1 year anniversary of having the podcast, which is crazy. I mean, it feels like yesterday that I even was just thinking about doing it. And I feel like I sat on that thought for years. And so here we are a whole year in. It's surreal. So many exciting things that are happening now, and that also we're going to be sharing with you as they unfold. So let's go ahead and dive into all the juice that I have for you today. As I share this list of things that I've learned, I want to share with you that they're not in any specific order. There's not one main thing that I learned more than any other. Honestly, all of these are so, so valuable. And the first thing that I have to share with you guys is I learned how important it is to ask for help. And I know I have taught this, I preach this, ask for help, you know, especially in your business, in your life. But I feel like through this maternity leave, giving birth to my fourth child, I just got it a little more, you know? It's like, have you ever felt like you understood a principle in life and an experience came along and then you really knew that principle? Like you felt it. First, you like understood it. You could think about it, articulate it. But then like after that experience, your heart knew it. For me, it was like that. You know, after having that surgery, I didn't know what to expect going into it. And I really just allowed myself to heal from the surgery. Instead of, you know, if I wanted to walk across the room to get a cup, I would say, can you get that for me? And I think humbling myself that much really was hard for me, to be honest. That was hard to ask for help. But as I did, it started to really feel good. I felt like I, you know, being in my full feminine as a mother, really stepping away from business, stepping away from all of my roles and just saying, you know, the only purpose I have is to heal and to be a mother. It felt really good, but it also opened my eyes so much. And one of those things is, you know, if I'm going to provide for my family as the mother and I'm going to be available to my children and be the businesswoman that I want to be, I have to ask for help. You know, if we think about the queen, for example, she receives help. And I, as the mother in this home, I can think of myself as the queen. I want to be the CEO. I want to be the boss babe. I want to have it all. And I think the only way to do so is to ask for help. And so through the past 8 weeks, I've really been practicing expanding my awareness to, do I really need to do this? Whether it's in my business or at home, you know, we have a 16-year-old. I don't have to do everything. I can really work on raising my kids to help me a little more and just all the different ways that I can receive help. When my mother-in-law would offer to cook or my mom would also offer to cook, I would say yes, even though inside it kind of felt a little like, oh no, don't worry about it. I've got it. You know, I really let that go. And that was empowering. And it's something that I definitely understand more deeply and plan to take with me moving forward. The next thing that I learned is a deeper understanding of self-love. I think before giving birth, I had always saw myself as being very loving of myself. But after giving birth to her, I think that I really experienced it more deeply. It's easy to love yourself when things are going good in your life, when you feel good about your body, even, or, you know, financially, relationally. How we see ourselves at any given moment is always evolving. And for me, I feel that I always feel good about my business and my relationships and myself physically. You know, if I'm being really honest with you guys, even if something goes wrong, I have this inner feeling of, I'm going to figure it out. We're going to get through this. And so I feel that there's still, it's going to be okay because we're going to figure it out, right? So even if something goes wrong, it's not really wrong. But I think I going into this knew that physically my body would need time to recover. And I just expected, like, you know, 3-4 weeks, I'm going to bounce back, you know, and, you know, I should know better. Of course I should. But I just discovered loving my body in a new way. Let's put it that way. I would say, and I still am, you know, the C-section definitely is a different experience with healing and giving birth. I felt very disconnected from my body for a few weeks. And so it's opened up space for me to connect with myself a little bit more, to be more sensitive to myself, and to honor and cherish my body for being able to produce life. You know, I think it's a miracle in itself. It's like, I found myself being in this bittersweet place of like, oh my gosh, we have our little girl, but also feeling like, oh my goodness, look at my body, you know? And this is me just being totally, totally, you know, just raw and real with you guys. But I think it's important because what I began to see was that, you know, in order for me to, in terms of fitness, okay, because that plays a role in our mental health and how we experience our lives and how successful we are in business, truly. And so I felt that I knew that if I was going to get to where I wanted to be, my goal, that I would have to stop being critical, that I would have to stop being the version of myself that I didn't like, because that's what I was on repeat in my mind. And instead, I shifted my mind into, I'm already so beautiful. I produce life. You know, I shifted everything into all of the positive and made that the pattern that I follow. It doesn't mean that I'm, you know, got it figured out or that I'm 100% all the time. Sure, I have moments where, you know, I may not feel my best, but I think that giving birth and going through this journey of sacrificing your body, if you will, and loving yourself through that and making your body still the best it can be after, I think for any woman is truly a journey inward and a discovery of self. And so just to celebrate all you mamas out there, you are all so beautiful. You are so worthy and your body is gorgeous. You have, you know, it's kind of crazy that we are able to produce life through our womb. I mean, it's pretty dang cool. So that level of self-love for me was huge. The next thing that I discovered was how much my mind was actually spending on business before. And I honestly, like, I felt that my life was so balanced. And now I see a whole new possibility for balanced. You know, I don't think that I would have seen that unless I totally stripped business away. And I think the biggest red flag for me was about 2 weeks after being home. You know, I was starting to feel good. I'm starting to move around a little bit after the surgery. But I also am like, what do I do with myself? I personally am not okay with the fact that I feel like, what do I do with myself? And so what I did was I started to go outside in nature. You know, I started going on walks. I started being curious about what I could do with my time and explored different things that I really didn't do before. Our daughter is with us. And so, of course, most of my time is with her and supporting her, as you know, with a newborn those first few weeks. A lot of my time was given to her, but I just saw myself in a way that I hadn't seen myself in regards to my relationship with my business. And so for me, what I found in relationship, for example, with Devin, you know, we do talk a lot about business. And so what I realized is that before giving birth to Nami, a lot of our conversations were centered around business. And I'm so thankful for that. We are partners in crime, so to speak, you know, and we have a lot of ideas and we share and we really do this thing together. And I'm so thankful for that. But it really opened us up to having deeper connection and talking about other things. And gosh, I love that so much. And so for me moving forward, I am going to be intentionally turning it off even more. When I say turning it off, I mean turning off business. Like turning that part of my brain off. I want to be good at that. I think for a long time, I didn't see it as a bad thing. And it's not a bad thing, right? Nothing is bad until you decide it is. But for me, after giving birth and experiencing this version of myself that isn't thinking about business as much, I like that version of me and I like that version of my reality. Moving forward, I am going to be working more on myself in that way. We're all growing together. And again, like I said, this is a vulnerable episode. So that is something that for me, gosh, I'm going to be turning it off a little bit more these days. Next thing that I learned is in that feeling of, okay, I don't know what to do with myself, I started to tune into abundance. I'm like, okay, I'm going to practice more gratitude. I'm going to practice laughter and presence. Presence by far was the greatest gift of this entire maternity leave, this entire birth experience, is being present to my life. Because I saw where so often I'm focused on my goals. I'm focused on all the things that I would like to move forward. And even though you guys know that I am a spiritual person and I really do value my prayer and my meditation and my walks and my practice of gratitude, this is already who I am. However, we always have the ability to expand. There is no limit to what we can experience. There is no depth to the love, right, that is available to us. And so during this time, I really felt called more deeply into that experience of presence, of gratitude, of laughter. And it was through this awareness and this choice to cherish my family, you know, to be awake to my life that I felt abundant. It wasn't anything outside of me. And in fact, I would say the first 2 weeks, you guys, pretty hard. I kind of had moments where I was down and I didn't really feel my best emotionally. But once I started adding this in after the first 2 weeks, that abundance that I'm describing to you, that contentment, joy, and peace, it just really was such a gift. And I think that it only is available to us when we are intentional to receive it. You know, it's like we can tune our antenna to any vibration we'd like. We can focus on the negative or we can focus on the good. And I think when we tune our antenna in the right direction, we get to experience life in a very, very beautiful way. And so I was just reminded how true that is for me as well. And so being more intentional to like be who I am, be who I am innately, not by society, not by my career, not by any expectation, but simply in my essence. And so that has been so beautiful, just so, so, so beautiful. You know, I had a moment when I was sitting on the bed with Nami in my lap and all three kids had come in and they were looking at her and we were talking. And I even put a little clip in my story and I'm like, gosh, I have four kids. You know, life is so good. I just, you know, sure, I had things I could complain about, okay? I could barely stand up at that point, you know? I had some emails that I had to deal with that I was telling myself I wasn't because I was releasing it. I was trying to let my customer service team take care of that, you know? So it's not like everything was perfect, but gosh, it was so good to think that this is where I am in my life, you know? And so just practicing that, no matter how perfect or imperfect it may be. Okay, next, I learned how important it is to ask myself, am I living my dream life or have I settled for a pattern? And what I mean by this is so often we get so fixated on our goals and our visions for our life that we forget to check in if it's updated. You know, it's kind of like at one point in our lives, we really wanted something and then we never stop to say, do we still want that? And I think for me, that was a big eye-opener during this time is like, okay, I've been tuning in and really checking in with my energy. Am I the vibration of this dream? You know, like, and really pressing into that. And I find myself challenged by those things, by that question, am I awake to my life? And I think that it's good to have that up and down in life in the way that we feel, to where we feel like we figured it out. Life feels great. It's going wonderful. And then to have a pause and say, okay, wait a minute. Am I being awake to my life? And then to go back to, yes, I've got it. It's good. You know, that's the beauty in life. There's order and chaos. There's up and down, the ebb, the flow. And it's true in all areas of life. And for me, this was one of those moments where I got to pause and I got to say, am I being awake to my life? And a big part of it was just how much power I give my business, how much power I may give money, how much power I give my body image. You know, where do I want to give power? What is important to me? Whose voice matters? And so that was a really wonderful gift to me. Last but not least is flexibility. So many times people say, Marissa, how do you do it all? Gosh, you must be so busy. It's the funniest thing for me because I'm always just like, you know, it's one day at a time. That's my motto. And the reason it's funny is just because, you know, I get it. Like, I do a lot of things. It's true. I get a lot of things done. I'm very productive. When I have my mind set on something, I'm going to get it done. And I love my kids with a fiery passion. And I do have a lot of responsibility. But what I have learned as being a mom is that it is never one thing. And that's why I laugh, because there's no one schedule or practice or strategy that's going to make you the most productive. I think being a mom is the equivalent of flexibility. You know, it's a synonym for flexibility. And so for me in this season of my life, flexibility is definitely a common theme that is popping up. When the kids were young, I remember being more flexible. As I was first starting my business back in 2009, that was when I became a mom, and flexibility was important. As the kids got older, I found more of a schedule. Having a newborn, guess what? We're back to that super, super, just like such soft, ooey gooey flexibility. Nothing is firm. Nothing is official, okay? It is one moment at a time. And when I make my to-do list, it's not here's what I'm getting done. It's kind of like here's what I would like to get done. And so I'm just taking it slower, you know? And in fact, I found myself telling Devin, I'm like, I kind of like this pace, you know? I actually enjoyed taking off the time from work so much that I really want to work that into the fall for us, just to have it twice a year where we take off a month and just be with each other, be with our family, go on a trip, just kind of, there's no purpose to it. Just don't work. I can't tell you how much it really just opened up my eyes so much. So this is where I'm at, you guys. This is what I've learned from maternity leave. I hope that this gives you value in your life. I hope that some of these things are like kind of poking you in your heart a little bit, saying, hey, come on, these are some areas for you to work on too, because I know that we are not alone in this journey. And I know the things that I'm learning are things that can bless you and help you in your life. And that's what I'm here to do. So if you enjoyed this episode or any other episode, and if you're excited for what's coming, I would love for you to go give a 5-star review and to leave a small review. It takes 60 seconds. It means the absolute world, and it helps others find the value and support that we offer here on the show. So thank you so much for doing so. And I love and adore you. I cannot wait to see you next time. I am just like counting down for all of these episodes. If I could just record all of them now and release them now, I absolutely would. That's how good they are. But for now, I'm going to say adios, my dear friend, and I will see you very, very soon. Here we are again at the conclusion of another episode. I'm sending you a virtual hug, and I want you to know I am so proud of you for staying committed to your dreams. It's all possible, and it begins with you. If you'd like to discover more support, visit marissamorrison.net, where I have created opportunities for you to connect expand, and to evolve into your greatest potential. Until next time, friend, I'm thinking of you and sending you all my love.